more on car insurance.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The federal government may shut down by the end of the week. Yeah, that's right. There will be another season of Jersey Shore, but the U.S. government, still up in the air. I find that shocking.
There's Conan O'Brien having a bit of fun with the number one item on the countdown this week, the battle over the federal budget, the government shutdown that's a potential. Doug Steffen here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're overviewing things that have happened this past week. And so we'll run them down for you, the top 10 items, as the staff at Talkers Magazine's worked hard with my staff to put together all of this information. Talk Radio surveyed the important talk radio hosts and programs monitored by all of us across the country. So the list has been determined. And at number 10, when we look at the world of talk, the sports talk world usually makes it at number 10, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NHL. You got that. Number 9, Glenn Beck and his situation at Fox, Southwest Airlines and their problems. Number 8, after the event on the plane a week ago. Number 9, the trials moving to Gitmo. I'm sorry, that's number 7, the 9/11 trials moving. Violence in Afghanistan and the Koran burning. Number 6. Number 5, the 2012 GOP presidential hopefuls, rising price of oil and gas, number 4. The situation in Japan, number 3. Libya is number 2. The government shutdown is, the possibility of the government not continuing working at its fullest potential. Maybe we should be happy about that. Here's host Paul W. Smith talking with Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan about comments Congressman Mike Rogers made that the troops might not get paid if the government shuts down.
There are some people out there saying, gee whiz, and they did this before when the government shut down. Oh, well, great, the government will shut down. That means it won't be wasting our money. But what he said was he understands that, and he might even embrace part of it, but what he didn't like was the idea that our brave men and women, overseas especially, but our soldiers would possibly not be getting paid, and that would affect their family's ability to make their mortgage payments, pay their bills, and all of that. And I think you pointed out, look, if the government shuts down Friday, paychecks for troops could be disrupted. Members of Congress are still going to get paid, and I think you're doing something about that or trying to.
Yes, absolutely. This is an outrage, really. The way this is set up, the only people whose paychecks don't stop are members of Congress and the president. And
what a surprise!
It's ridiculous. No, it's embarrassing.
Well, it should be embarrassing.
It is. And so a group of us got together in the Senate. We actually passed unanimously, bipartisan basis, a bill to repeal that. It's now sitting in the Senate, and I hope they're going to take it up today, certainly by tomorrow. And we've now realized that our troops' pay could be stopped, and so we've added a second piece to it to say, okay, we're not going to stop, and nor should we do anything to hurt the families, the troops, anybody who's out there in harm's way for our country. We should absolutely make sure that they're doing okay, and they aren't affected by this, and it should be the members of Congress whose paychecks stop. And so we in the Senate, agree with that. Again, it's a bipartisan effort in the Senate, and I hope the House is going to take it up today.
Well, you got 90,000 troops in Afghanistan, 45,000 in Iraq. It's the Ensuring Pay for Our Military Act of 2011. It goes without saying that if they're going to shut down the government, they better start continue to pay those soldiers. Those
no
troops.
Question. You know, and Paul, Duffy, there's no reason if people of goodwill don't come together that this can't get solved. So that's number one. It needs to get resolved so we can move on and focus on jobs and the economy and doing the very important work of cutting the things that aren't important. I mean, we've got to redo the way the federal government operates, just like everybody else in state, local government, businesses, families. But we've got to make sure that as all of this is happening, our troops are not affected, and the people who are making the decisions should be held accountable, and that's the members of Congress.
800-510-8255, the usual call-in number when you have thoughts about some of this, the government shutting down, Congress gets paid, the president gets paid, and the soldiers don't. There are people who, and we'll hear from one of the hosts talking about the money that we spend on soldiers in war, et cetera, et cetera. But right now, let's pay attention to this clip from MSNBC's Chris Jansing and Richard Rue talking about what things actually will look like. This is an important piece of information, a lot of speculation, a lot of conversation. These guys explain exactly what happens if there is a shutdown.
Now, if lawmakers can't reach a budget agreement, the pain would extend well beyond the Beltway. Your IRS refund, the military, local economies. MSNBC's Richard Louie has been looking into all this, and it really is amazing how many different places and people would be affected.
Yeah, all-encompassing. And it might surprise some folks here, Chris, about how it might affect them. Even our troops serving in Iraq, Afghanistan, and now Libya could feel this. Here's Defense Secretary Gates, as you were alluding to there, visiting troops in Iraq. This is what he said.
A lot of these young troops live pretty much paycheck to paycheck, and I just, when I start to think about the inconvenience that it's going to cause these kids and a lot of their families, even half a paycheck delayed can be a problem for them.
Secretary really feeling for them now. If the shutdown goes until the end of the month, an entire paycheck would be stopped, affecting military families across the United States. Most troops get paid less than $31,000 a year. Now, speaking of pay, there's taxes, and we will still have to pay them on time in a shutdown. Your refund checks, though, they won't be mailed. All paper return handling would also stop. All right. A senior official does say that 800,000 federal employees would stop working in a shutdown. One wrinkle, the largest federal employees union might sue the government, according to The Hill. Lawyers for the union say a shutdown could violate the 13th Amendment, which ended slavery and indentured servitude. Now, the violation they claim here, that employees deemed essential could be forced to work without pay or be fired. A congressional report saying close to 500,000 worked without pay in the last shutdown. The real estate market is also at risk here. Federal home loan guarantees would stop, which affects not only loans to home buyers, but also small businesses. Parks and monuments, which we all enjoy to go to, they draw millions of tourists each year to favorite towns across the country. They would close. They won't be able to walk down those paths. The last shutdown saw 368 National Park Service sites shut their gates and a loss of 7 million people visiting. And finally for you, Chris, steaks. Steaks. Grilling that favorite Saturday night ribeye could be tough. If USDA meat inspectors get furloughed, which hasn't been decided yet, beef will go uninspected, and then over 6,000 meat packers would shut down. So, Chris, from troops' paychecks to steaks are on the table. A shutdown could have some surprises for many Americans.
All right, so there it is. For those of you who are wondering, how does it affect me? That may help you understand a little bit better. 800-510-8255. Follow the countdown on DougStephan.com with all the stories behind the stories that we're talking about. And then you can relate to us also on our Facebook page, where you can get to just click on the icon at DougStephan.com. Up next, we continue, obviously, our focus with your calls on the shutdown. That's up next. Also, bit of input from somebody who has a really good perspective on all of this. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan.
River Point Wellness Center.
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having a treatment on my spider veins.
Okay, and can I ask why you're canceling?
Well, I found this product that really works.
Can I ask what product?
Oh, sure. It's Venacura. If you have frustrating spider or varicose veins, you don't have to get a treatment. Just get to your phone for a risk-free trial of Venacura. Call 1-800-499-3227. All natural Venacura contains a clinically proven ingredient that visibly erases spider and varicose veins, even if you've had them for years. It even helps alleviate discomfort. The results are so impressive, people who've tried it say it's life-changing. Find out how you can try Venacura free for 30 days and watch as your spider and varicose veins disappear from view faster than you thought possible. Call now for your risk-free trial of Venacura. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-499-3227. 1-800-499-3227.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog, who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
I'm Bob Whitster with Farmers Insurance. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
All right, here's Mike McConnell talking to a caller on his program who thinks we need to stop spending so much money in other countries and take care of ourselves.
Linda says her head is about to explode. Linda, I got to get to you in a hurry. What's going on?
You know, Mike, every time I hear this discussion about Social Security, Medicare, cutting school programs where they can't, they don't even, some schools don't have any PE anymore because they can't afford it, cutting back on jobs, companies closing, I have one basic question, and I've never heard an answer to it. Why do we keep sending so much of our money to foreign money, energy, troops to foreign countries instead of taking care of our own? And I think that if we took better care of our own people and stopped spending all this money so we can be the overseer of every little country in the world, maybe the rest of the world would have more respect for the United States if they saw, well, here's a country that takes care of their own. It's almost, it's not, of course, exactly like a dictatorship where somebody like Gaddafi is killing his own people, but in a way, we are, by taking away their money, their jobs, their security, their investments. Just somebody give me an answer. Why do we do that?
Well, typically we do it. We involve ourselves abroad where it's in our interest to do so. It usually has to do with oil. And the reason would be if you simply let that go, then you're cutting off your nose to spite your face. If 5, 6, and 7 years down the road, you have less access to oil, or the cost of oil has gone through the ceiling because you didn't take any control over the situation. That's why we do it. Now, we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know that when we do that, whether it was the right thing to do or not. And we'll never know because we don't have two parallel worlds where we can see what happens when we do and don't do what we do. But generally speaking, running the world the way we do, which is true to some degree we do, has largely been beneficial to us.
Well, it doesn't sound very beneficial now as this economy has been down in the trash pile for several years and with really no end in sight.
Well, it's down, but look at the way we live as compared to the way other people around the world live. And this is pretty good for down. That's the point. Because you're talking about the globe, why we do things around the world the way we do it. And you have to look around the world and look at the way we do things and what our standard of living is like as compared to the rest of the world.
Mike McConnell, radio host in Cincinnati. By the way, the House passed a one-week spending bill, but the president said he'd veto it. So your call's up next on this situation. It's 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, the week ending April 8th in the focus, and the budget situation. If the government gets shut down, how do you feel things will be? 800-510-8255. Elizabeth is in Illinois with her thoughts on the Democrats and the Republicans.
I find that the job of the government is to protect the people, and cutting things, the Democrats might as well not be Democrats. They haven't stood up for anything. To cut the EPA when we're having a radiation crisis, a cancer cluster crisis, a super infection coming and cutting the people that deal with disease. Yeah, these socialist problems. They only save your life when they're there. This is, Democrats have given away everything without sticking up to taking taxes for the richest people in this country from corporations and stopping the war. So we have no side. I mean, you're cutting things that are essential at a time where it's desperately needed. Just say no. Stop it to Planned Parenthood. What in the world is it? Where are the Democrats?
Just say no. Okay, we've heard that before. Maybe it is applicable here. For as a matter of fact, I think that she makes a good point. 800-510-8255. Bill is on the Cape Cod, that is.
Take the credit cards away and the checkbook and go hide it. Cut up the credit cards and hide the checkbook. Let me put this into perspective for people that might be arithmetically challenged. If we were talking about a household budget that we'll say is $10,000, or a deficit that is $10,000, what they're talking about is cutting $10 out of the budget. From $10,000, they want to cut out $10, and we've got all these people all up in arms. We're not talking about anything. These budget cuts that they're talking about are minuscule for what is needed.
Yep. We're going to have a lot more, as a matter of fact, twice, three, four times as much. Richard's in Ohio. You're on the air, sir.
As far as the budget goes, I think if we get out of the three wars that we are currently in, that we would have plenty of money to spend on domestic programs. I notice in news poll questions, you know, they'll have listings like, do you want to cut Social Security or Medicare or some other domestic program? But they won't even ask if you would like to get out of the wars in order to save money. And we should bring all our troops that we have stationed in all these other countries trying to be the policemen of the world. If we bring all our military home, we'll have the money to take care of the people in the U.S.
All right, some more thoughts. Take care of us at home. Sylvia's in Burlington, Vermont. Go ahead, ma'am.
You know, both the Democrats and the Republicans have agreed on $33 billion, or close to it. But the Republicans want to defund part of Planned Parenthood, which would cause more abortions, the IRS, which we really need to collect people who are not paying their taxes, the EPA, which is going, I mean, we need the EPA. That's ridiculous. And rich man's tax and defense is off the table. Lordy me. What's in the Democrats' package? I have been listening to four channels in the last couple of days, and no one's told me what's in the Democrats' package. Maybe we'd be more for it if we knew what it was.
Yeah, that's a good point. Eric in Richmond, Virginia. Sir, please.
My comment is that, you know, everybody is getting so excited about $100 billion. But my understanding is that the debt is over $10 trillion. So if we put that in different terms, if our debt was $10,000, basically we would be trying to restructure our monthly expenses by $10. So, I mean, we're fighting over crumbs and we're getting all of these social issues involved with it, and we're not getting anywhere. I think both parties aren't serious up in Washington, and we just need to vote somebody else in.
Matter of fact, some of the congressmen get so frustrated they put together a bill to get Harry Reid to resign. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom6.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom6.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom6.com. Freedom6.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists to help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Stephen reviewing what's going on in the world of talk radio and talk television, the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about. A Facebook check-in from Tom. The question is, why isn't Congress cutting their own pay and benefits? They threaten us with cuts in Medicare, Social Security, and other programs. Somebody needs to show some leadership instead of pointing fingers and passing the buck. That's on the Facebook check-in. You can check out the Facebook page. Go to DougSteffen.com, click on the icon, and tell us what you think. From our affiliate in Wilmington, WDEL, here's host Alan Laudell talking to a correspondent about the situation in Libya, which is number two on the countdown this week.
Here's the inside story as to how and why the French government ended up pushing so hard for an international intervention in Libya and nudged the Obama administration in the process. International journalist Arnold de Borgroff.
A very famous Frenchman who's known in France, an apocryphal way of referring to him as shameless self-promoter. He's a very famous French author known as B.H.L. Bernard-Henri Lévy. Guy who's written 19 books, who's always front and center of every crisis. In this particular case, he flew to Benghazi, checked out the rebels, and called the president, President Sarkozy, in Paris, and the president took his call, and he said that these are good guys, I vouch for them, we should be supporting them. And, of course, that doesn't quite check out with what the British and the Americans have discovered about these people. It's a group that has got all sorts of people that goes from Al-Qaeda to Islamist extremists of one kind or another. There are, of course, some good people among them, but there's no real leadership, and they're still fighting among themselves. The point of the story I was writing is that this very prominent French intellectual, who is front and center of every crisis that I can remember now going back many years, he's 67 years old, and he's been doing this since 1972 or 73. And France, of course, as you may recall, was the first to strike in Libya. The first fighter bombers to drop their ordnance was at the order of the French president. And, of course, the other members of NATO, the British, etc., followed after what the French had done.
Despite what you say about what British and U.S. intelligence have learned, that was not sufficient to dissuade the Obama administration from going on the path advocated by the French, prodded by this guy.
That's correct. But a lot of questions are being asked now about who exactly are the rebels and where's the leadership. It's an 11-member national council, but it has, as I just said, all sorts of different extremist groups, along with some good people.
And how would you say the entire effort is going right now?
it's not going too well. Colonel Gaddafi's side, they have rockets and 155-millimeter shells that can reach up to 25 miles.
All right. So that's Alan Laudell speaking to De Boergrave. Here is, let's see, as we continue to focus on Libya, John King talks to Time Magazine's Joe Klein about the latest in Egypt.
55 days since Hosni Mubarak stepped down as president. This is the most recent rally in Tahrir Square. Save the revolution is the motto here. Joe Klein of Time Magazine, our good friend, has been in Cairo all week long. We talked a bit earlier about what it's like right now.
It's really fascinating to be here and very exhilarating because everybody is still is excited about what's happened here 2 months ago. But everybody is also afraid about what the future may bring. There is an economic crisis in Egypt coming down the road very quickly. This is a country that depends tremendously on foreign tourism. Foreign tourism is off by 80% now. People are not going to be paid. People are going to be looking for work. And the economic crisis here may bring everybody back into the square.
Describe for us what you mean there and the apprehension.
Well, one of the young bloggers who led this revolution, his name is Sand Monkey, said to me that the largest party in Egypt now is the Couch Party. People have just gone home and are passive. There's a fair amount of fear about the Muslim Brotherhood. They're back in the neighborhoods organizing. And yet, to show you just how complicated this is, at the same time, there are rumors and there is real serious reports of splits within the Muslim Brotherhood. The young people feel more in common with the other young revolutionaries than they do with the elders. And there's also a split between moderates and extremists. This is bubbling and bubbling and bubbling, and nobody really knows what comes next.
And so then is there a sense from the Couch Party, if you will, that they better get more busy organizing because you have those elections? September, November may seem like a long way off, but it is not.
It's one thing to organize from the top down and announce, hey, I have a new political party. But it's another thing to organize from the neighborhoods up, from the bottom up, which is what the Muslim Brotherhood do. They provide social services for the people and win their loyalty. And so it's going to be very difficult for all of the secular forces to get their act together. On the other hand, once again, on the other hand, the Muslim Brotherhood say that they're not going to contest more than 35% of the parliamentary seats that are coming up, in part because I don't think anybody really wants to run this country during the four next difficult years.
The man who led the U.S. operations in Libya, General Carter Ham, said this week the mission there would have been difficult without U.N. support, testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee earlier. Here from Fox, Jenna Lee and Rena Ninen talk about the latest attacks and the counterattacks. With our focus, again, now we're talking not only about Libya, but the entire Middle East, Egypt, and this focus is on Israel, in fact.
We have some violence in Israel this morning, starting when an anti-tank missile launched from the Gaza Strip struck a school bus in southern Israel, wounding at least two. But that's not where the action ends. Some new reports out today. Rena Ninen has the latest from Jerusalem. Rena?
Jenna, we're watching the situation to see if this could lead to an escalation of a possible situation between the Israel-Gaza border. As you mentioned, an anti-tank missile was fired from Gaza into Israel. It hit an Israeli school bus just after these kids had been dropped off. The only people on board that bus were critically injured. That was a driver and a 16-year-old boy. Israel immediately responded by shelling the Gaza Strip. A 50-year-old Palestinian man was killed and at least eight others injured, including a 4-year-old girl. Usually smaller splinter groups, Islamic Jihad among them, claim responsibility usually in the past for these types of rocket fire. But the Israeli military's position is to hold Hamas, which rules the Gaza Strip, responsible. And today was no exception. An F-16 bombed a major Hamas security compound. At least 45 mortars and rockets have been fired from Gaza into Israel within just a three-hour time period. That is the largest amount of firepower we have seen recently in the past few weeks.
All right, 800-510-8255. Here's a caller on the countdown from Kenya who has decided he wants to express himself on the no-fly zone.
The situation in Libya is very complicated. The international community has really seemed to have lost what it means to have a sovereign state and respect the sovereign state. Now, what it seems is going on here, it seems it's a policy that is directed to destabilize the country. And this seems it's not being looking carefully. It seems like it is a policy directed to destabilize the country and to destroy what is called Gaddafi. And once this Gaddafi is gone, there's going to be a chaos, and this country is just going to be civil war, and there's nobody's going to be responsible for this. It's just a policy that's directed to make a country like Somalia. And so I'm just curious, what is the policy here of the United States and the international community? Is it just an attempt, an emotional, trying to justify and to satisfy their feeling? I'm just so upset at what's going on. We see if some African country is just going to get destabilized here and become a Somalia, another Somalia. And because what is happening in Libya, you have a one-man government that needs help. And they need to work with the international community to maybe make a constitution, and then they can have an election. Other than just push them out, and then you have no government, that is just going to be a bunch of corrupt people coming around and then pushing and pulling and pulling and do this. And then you're going to have a destabilized country at the end, because it's just going to be chaos.
People listening all around the world to this countdown program at DougStephan.com, along with hundreds of radio stations in America and on American Forces Radio. Teresa in Dallas wants to get an answer to a question.
I just have a few quick points. I don't see what good can come of this at all. And I just wanted to say, what about Gaddafi allies like Russia, China, Chavez, Venezuela? And when Gaddafi is blown out, what replacement? Would it be the Muslim Brotherhood? I don't think that would be a good choice for the world. But this, to me, is more about the religion of Islam, and it seems like it's just one more step to World War III. I just want to also state that I don't know what is wrong with this administration. There's so many protests against this, and it just seems like they're tuning out the American people again.
After handing off to NATO, 15% of the airstrikes in Libya is still led by the United States. Up next, Japan, and a talk host who's broadcasting from there. Up next, live on the countdown.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM. That's because Advil PM lets you spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and helps you enjoy more time asleep. Fact. Advil PM is non-habit forming. Know the facts. When aches and pains keep you from getting the rest you need, make Advil PM your number one choice for a better night's sleep.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
If you only want to lose 5 or 10 vanity pounds, sorry, but we can't help you. But if you seriously want to lose 30 pounds or more because you're worried about health risks like diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, we can help you. And the trial is free when you call 1-800-952-4105 in the next 5 minutes. We're Sensa, and our revolutionary weight loss solution is clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds or more. And now, for a limited time, you can try Sensa free for a full 30 days if you call the toll-free number in the next 5 minutes. Sensa is proven through science, but works like magic. In one of the largest weight loss studies of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost over 30 pounds on average with Sensa, without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you're serious about losing weight and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call now for your free trial. Call 1-800-952-4105. 1-800-952-4105. That's 1-800-952-4105.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
The nonprofit Global Animal Partnership recently launched a new five-step welfare rating system that encourages higher standards for animal agriculture. Whole Foods Market is the first national grocer to adopt a system that will provide shoppers with a new level of transparency into how farm animals are raised. Whole Foods Market now offers beef, pork, and chicken certified under the new system, according to Ann Malo, the Global Animal Production and Welfare Coordinator for Whole Foods Market.
Whole Foods has always been very committed to animal welfare, also been very committed to trying to offer value to our customers, especially in the meat department. We're very excited at being able to offer the Global Animal Partnership five-step animal welfare rating program to our customers. This program that rates how animals are raised for food, so when shoppers come into the Whole Foods stores, they're able to look at labels that give them transparency down to how their food was raised.
For more information, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com.
Friend of the program, Jeff Bolton at Texas Talk Host, is broadcasting this week live from Japan.
We are in the middle of an earthquake, and it is a serious one, I think. We are rocking back and forth mightily in Tokyo right now. We are on the 20th floor of this hotel building. We're getting notifications on television. And if I'm remembering what they told us, it's time to really, really, they're just flashing now to all the video around town. They're issuing a tsunami warning. This is not a joke. I'm not being funny at all. We're still shaking. I don't know, maybe it's been, what, a minute now, guys? The other guys on the crew are in here with me. It appears the epicenter of the earthquake is up around Sendai, where we, goodness gracious. And they are issuing a tsunami warning now as well. So we should be hearing sirens here at any moment. We have stopped shaking for the moment, but the tsunami warning is being issued for what looks to be 300 to 400 miles of northeastern Japan, and we're now beginning to see video feeds of the buildings shaking back and forth. You know, what they told us was if the buildings are shaking side to side, it may be very spooky and it could be dangerous, but if they're going up and down, you better try to get out. So we're going to stay on air with you because I'm not sure that we could get away from where we are anyway. And the shaking appears to have stopped for the moment. Now, we've had a couple of earthquakes since we've been here. Yesterday, I can't remember what day it was because they've all kind of blended together 12 time zones away from our normal schedule. We're in at a Japanese military base, and at the time, I was standing inside. It was an air base. I was standing in on the ground floor of the air base, and the tower, the air traffic control tower at the military base. I was on the ground floor, and when I walked in, I had to step over a gap because the building had been shaken loose from the concrete and the pavement around it from a previous earthquake, from the earthquake that happened 3 weeks ago on the 11th. And when the earthquake happened again, the foundation of the building was, we were visibly swaying back and forth, but it passed very quickly. It was only perhaps 3 or 4 or 5 seconds. This earthquake that I just described to you that we just went through about 3 minutes ago lasted more than a minute, and we were shaking in 360 degrees, and now we're beginning to hear warnings. It appears from what we're hearing in Japanese that they are issuing a tsunami warning for Sendai, so this is going to be interesting, to put it politely.
Jeff Bolton in Japan. Pretty, man, yeah, look at that. I'm glad. He's there, not me. Good job, Jeff. Up next, Glenn Beck in the Focus on the Countdown.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry. Only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. You've heard the discussion this week. The number nine item on the countdown as we review the top ten is Glenn Beck. He's leaving Fox News, and there have been a lot of people talking about it, including the ladies on The View.
The sponsors begin to drop out,
right.
And the audience, you know, the audience is very smart people, right. And I think he just went too far. We have not heard the end of Glenn Beck, but I think,
don't you think that Roger Ailes should have fired him when he said that Obama was a racist and when he said other things like that, nasty things against the victims of 9/11? The guy was treacherous and morbid and despicable. Boy, they fired Juan Williams from NPR.
All right. Joy shows her political bias there. But an interesting conversation. Give it a quick hit. Discussion, interesting that it's been on television. He's a very controversial figure, very much in the forefront. There are three people in terms of national radio and television that get most exposure, even though Limbaugh is number one all the way around. He doesn't do a television program anymore. Certainly Sean Hannity is there and Glenn Beck as well. He tried to explain why he was leaving. There's some of that around. Many of you may have heard it. But because this program focuses on what's on other talk radio programs, I thought it would be interesting to hear from Tom Finneran and Todd Feinberg talking on their program in Boston about the people who've been trying to get rid of Beck for years.
Glenn Beck swept out of Fox News, they announced yesterday.
Yeah.
There's been a campaign to destroy his career.
It's not
an abrupt, some listeners just tuning in might misinterpret your remark. He's not off the air. They're just going to, he'll play out his contract, which ends, in the fall? Early.
I'm hearing it's actually going to be over in the summer now.
Oh, really? Okay.
They're not
going to
wait.
So Glenn Beck is, here's what's interesting about the story, that there is, to me, there's a war going on in this country that most Americans aren't conscious of, and that is a lustful war for power, that nothing we hear from the left or right really has to do with policy or good government. It has to do with a war going on between two parties who are so lustful in their desire for power that they will do virtually anything behind a superficial or very thin charade. a veneer of caring about policy or caring about the well-being of the country. All they want is power. And we're seeing that played out in a war against Glenn Beck because Glenn Beck scares the hell out of the left. He's a powerful, outrageous voice who suggests conspiracy everywhere he looks. He sees it, and he talks about it, and he provides storylines for people to view things outside of the left-right paradigm. And this is why I think he's scary and why they feel they need to crush him.
Well, Fox doesn't get easily intimidated, and Rupert Murdoch in particular doesn't get intimidated.
Exactly. I mean, so why do you think he's in charge?
Rupert Murdoch's success is based in large part on kind of flipping the bird to traditional Western liberal thinking.
Yeah, but the only box he's outside of is the liberal thinking. He realized there's a big void in the marketplace.
Yeah.
So he's filling that void. That's what a good capitalist does.
Okay.
There's nothing else outrageous about what he does. As a matter of fact, he's the least outrageous of the programmers on cable because he makes entertaining programming. CNN and MSNBC don't.
Let's make sure I'm not misunderstood here. I don't think Rupert Murdoch would be intimidated by how are you describing it, this kind of lustful drive for power, which expresses itself in a desire to get rid of Glenn Beck. Rupert Murdoch would say, oh, I hear from all these crazy lefties, and then they're motivating the advertisers to put pressure on me to drop Beck. I don't think he responds to that.
No, I understood your point, and that's why what I'm saying is Fox is very traditional in its approach, and Glenn Beck is outside of their model. Glenn Beck attracts a lot of venom. At a level, Sean Hannity is Sean Hannity. He's a predictable conservative, taking a very conservative, you know, almost like he gets a memo from the party every day, from the Republican Party, and follows it up. Bill O'Reilly has a very nice format to his show where he tries to be outside the box of the left-right paradigm a little bit, pretends he's a populist. They're mainstream, very watchable shows. They're the most watchable shows on cable. That's why they win the ratings.
That's why, yeah.
Okay? Glenn Beck comes along, and he's talking about how there's a conspiracy to take over the world or for the U.S. to be turned over to a one-world government.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of thing going on. I think it's scary for Fox News.
Hmm.
And maybe the forces that are lining up against Glenn Beck are too powerful for Fox to want to take on.
All right, so there you have it, number nine. The overview of the top people this week, Muammar Gaddafi is at 10, Ms. Clinton at 9, Al Zawahiri at 8, Terry Jones at 7, Donald Trump at 6, Harry Reid at 5, John Boehner 4, Eric Cantor 3, Paul Ryan 2, and the president at number 1. And that's the overview of what's happening in the world of talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour on the countdown.